It is 9:59 on a Tuesday morning here at the Invasion. Donovan Lewis, Matt McLaren, and you can find us live on Victory Plus, the app. If you watch the Stars, you already have the app. If you don't, you need to download it. It's very easy to do. VictoryPlus.com online, or you can go to the App Store and Victory Plus it. You can download it on your phone. You can download it on your tablet. You can download it on your TV, however you want to watch it. And we will be live all day long. So if you ever wanted to what we look like, you can find out today.
Yeah.
I had a lady walk up to me at ticket stock and tell me that I was much taller than I sounded.
Oh, someone said that exact same thing to me, and I gave her the biggest hug. That's the first time I've ever heard, man, you're taller than what I thought. Like, thank you.
So you can find out exactly what it is.
Who's shorter, you or Corby?
Oh, I'm shorter. I think I'm the shortest.
Who is this speaking?
Yeah, who is this? We need to put up the signal right now.
Oh, let's skip that part. Let's just go straight to talking.
Before we get started with Gordon, I do have to announce the winners. The winner,
please. It's Gordon Key.
Stars tickets as we are broadcasting live on Victory Plus.
Okay.
And that is Matt Bryan. Matt Bryan, congratulations. Next hour, we will be giving away $250. So make sure you are watching and listening, as you can be a winner as we broadcast all day. I know. Sound like the Fat Boys. As we broadcast all day long on Victory Plus. Hello, Gordon.
Hello. What's happening, my Invasion friends?
Thanks for being here.
I said this to you off the air, and now I want to bring it on the air.
Uh-oh.
Because, as always, enjoy hanging with you at Ticket Stock and doing roundtables, and you are the absolute king of wireless. You set the standard so high that no one can even think about matching it because...
Not true. Corby's better at wireless.
Corby's really good. But you are the king because your ability to find people who will divulge every ounce of personal information to you should be studied in and for generations to come. Like, if they cut you open, you told me right before you got on that if they cut me open, I'm full of lies and stupid.
What?
That doesn't even
make any sense.
You are going to be full of, I don't know what the name of it is, but you have an uncanny knack of finding people that will divulge everything about them. Have you always had that?
I guess so, but it's all it is just asking a question.
No, it's something about a radar that you have to go to the person to ask the right questions to get all the information. Because I can walk up to someone, and they don't have anything to divulge. They're fine. But you will always go to the ones that they have a story to tell.
It is a gift.
Yes. I don't think it's a gift. I think that people will answer questions. I just think that people will talk about themselves and will talk about their life. And thank God that they do, because it's interesting. People's lives are interesting. But
they tell you for some reason.
Because I'm the only one that asks.
But there's some,
if you guys asked, they would answer as well.
No, they wouldn't, though. There's some way, there's something in your energy where people want to say, I feel like I can tell this guy something.
And it's something in the positioning of the questions, because you'll say, hey, man, what happened to you yesterday? No, I really don't want to talk about that. No, I get that you don't want to talk about it, but what really happened yesterday?
Okay, well, that's a little bit of theater that I do there.
Yes.
And then all of a sudden,
I wouldn't really say
you're
that
good at
in
the
real
way
life.
You word everything.
And then all of a sudden, I'm telling you about all the bad things that happened to me yesterday while tears are streaming down my face, and you're just getting all the info out.
That one does still surprise me that someone will say, yeah, I really don't want to talk about it. And I say, you know, but I mean, if you did want to talk about it, what would be the answer? Well, it would be that so and so. And then they just tell you. I don't know why they do that.
Yeah, but also your ability to, out of the however many hundreds of people were there the other day, and the one lady that you approached who just happened to have this unbelievable story.
Maybe the most interesting story of every single person out there. And he finds them.
Exactly.
It's not like they advertise it. It's not a scarlet letter or anything like that. You just know where to go.
I think everybody has an interesting story.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
No, you seek, somehow you always walk up to the right person at the right time, and it's just like you sense that they have something and they want to say it.
Right. But I think, and I'm being totally honest with you here, I'm shooting straight with you, pal. that I think that, by the way, I think I'm getting sick.
Excellent.
Just FYI, whoever's next on this mic.
Mic, right?
Yeah.
I'm immortal, so
I think I'm getting the ticket stock flu. I think that everybody has a fascinating story to tell, even though they don't think so. And everybody thinks they live mundane lives. But you start talking to them, and you'll start finding that they have a story that's pretty amazing and pretty different than yours. And I think that everybody's right on the brink of talking about those stories. They just don't realize it because no one's asking, and they haven't thought about it maybe in years.
I guess so. But the amount of people that will scatter once they see you with the wireless
is... It's like a school of fish trying to get away from
it. Right. hammerhead. Well, some people welcome the challenge because they just want to be a part of the experience, the Gordon experience. But there is a handful of people that as soon as... Okay, we're going to send Gordon out with the wireless. We'll definitely put the church finger up and get the hell out of Dodge because they don't want anything to do with it.
Is wireless like the most nervous thing you can do as a broadcaster? Yes. Do you like doing wireless or do you hate it?
I don't like it because...
I didn't know that. I thought you did. I feel bad.
Well, no. It's because of the standard that you guys set. And you guys are so good at it. And you're thinking when you get here and you're going wireless, you have to do the exact same things that you and Corby both do. And I can't do that. So at first in my mind, it was like, okay, I have to do this and I have to try and pry things out. That's not who I am. So I'm more comfortable with it now. Because I'll just do whatever. I'll just say whatever comes to mind. But, man, when I first got here, it was the most nerve-wracking thing I could even imagine doing. Mm.
It's still nerve-wracking to me.
Is it?
Seriously? Oh, God, yeah. Yeah, I hate it. The only reason I did it was because, you know, George was trying to make me to go out there because he was wanting to make me uncomfortable. So I was just going, okay, fine. I'll just do it. So, but normally I would not want to do it.
Well, it turned out very well.
Yeah, no, it did.
I mean,
it
the two
did.
People that you came across had fantastic stories. Even the couple with the one arm girl that
prefers just to be called a girl.
That was his predator radar. As soon as he saw that, he would run faster like Usain Bolt over to try and talk to her.
She claimed they met on a one arm dating.
That was really good.
Funny. That was funny.
I honestly believed her at first. Yeah, I was like, no way.
I think you fell for it, and she was like, no, I'm gonna get it. I thought that was a great line from her.
I did too.
Yeah.
And how they had met and asking about their kids and have your kids met their kids and all that type of thing. And
So when would you reveal the nub?
I think you have to on the first date, right?
The one-arm girl.
Well, maybe even before you go out.
Before the
first
date.
You send a picture of it, like, hey, this is what I've got.
I mean, not just that, but you do have to...
Like he sends a certain pic and you respond with, kind of got one too.
Yeah, here's my
nub. Yeah, I don't know if you'll do that before the first date. That doesn't... That doesn't usually work out like that.
Or should she conceal it for the first date so he gets to know her as a person?
But what do you put
How do you conceal it?
Like you put it in a bag or something?
Put it in a sleeve, like a nub sleeve or something? Or just like maybe...
I don't know if that's...
Maybe put a Crown Royal bag on it or something?
You got awesome. I think you'll kind of know it.
Have a purple...
What are you doing with your hand there? Oh, don't worry about it.
Don't worry.
So you think she could get away with it if she had a Crown Royal bag over it and you'll just not even notice?
Well, I mean, you would notice, but you'd be polite and not ask about it.
Man, I would.
I
got to know, like, what's in the bag? Like, what are you doing?
What if she says whiskey?
Yeah, what if she says it's a Crown Royal bag? What do you think is in Crown Royal?
Right. Well, you have your hand in a bag the whole time we're talking, holding a thing of whiskey?
Yes. Yeah, we please get back to the conversation?
No, why?
That's what she would say.
I need to know, like, why are you doing this?
No, you're being rude now. Well, I don't know why you're being so rude.
I think you're being rude by not answering the question that I need to know.
No.
Okay, well, I got to go.
See?
Man, this maybe that's how it plays out. See? This is a great playlet.
It is.
But you should...
Come on, show it.
But I think you're kind of right. You should reveal the nub immediately. You should lead with the nub. Okay. Like when you talking on the dating
app. We can
app.
Phrase it way better than what
you're
saying.
But that's what it is. It's a nub.
Okay. She has one arm.
So you'd rather say you should reveal the one arm than
the nub? She has two arms.
Right.
Just one concludes in a nub.
Well, she has... Two arms in one hand.
Correct. Yes.
So you.
I just feel like.
Well, what are you going to call it?
Non-hand? But nub doesn't feel right. And I think you should rephrase it.
Okay.
Me too.
But, you know what? I'm a little offended right now.
Okay. What's your suggestion for what you'd like us to call it?
I don't know. She just has a.
No disrespect.
I don't know.
A what?
Don't turn this on me. We're not on
you're
wireless.
The one, yes, you're the one objecting.
Wireless
you're
right
objecting,
now.
Yet you don't have a superior okay suggestion.
An air hand?
I just know how I feel.
Yeah, is that hand what you're trying to say?
It's like the candy. Airheads, air hand.
She has an air hand.
Okay. That works better than what
and
you
so
said.
And so if you met her, and this was back in the day when you could meet somebody that you would go out with, you would want her to text you and say, hey, I have an air hand.
And I would ask, what does that mean?
I have
and
enough.
She would say, it's very obvious.
It means I have a nub instead of a hand.
And if she says it, that's one thing.
And you go, oh.
You guys saying it, I'm offended somehow.
Okay, so please. Then you're dating, and you guys get together.
If
and
you roll your eyes at
you've been together a really long time. How do you describe your now, you marry this girl. How do you, what do you say about your wife when somebody goes, hey, is your wife the one with?
Yes, she has a nub.
Oh, so now
see,
you say
now
it because it's my wife. I can say what I want.
Okay.
And you so guys that's can part of the, you are conveyed those rights
okay
when you get married.
Yes.
You have nub rights.
I do.
Okay.
I do. I think
like
I'll say it in the vows.
All right.
Mm-hmm. I take your nub.
Well, you would have to.
Please place the ring.
Oh, man.
On the
what was
nub.
The, what was the,
I guess you have
put
to
put the ring on the other hand.
You have to have a hot glue gun. Glue the ring on the nub.
Or maybe it's just a bracelet. Then you have a wedding bracelet. Off.
Yeah, but I think
they,
people want a wedding ring.
If you latch it on, they'll be fine.
People want a wedding ring. They don't
yeah
want a wedding bracelet.
Maybe you can have a bracelet with a ring hanging off of it.
No, you're supposed to put it on what
yeah,
is
you put it on the
her right air hand.
Unless you just got like a really big ring and slid it over.
It's a little difficult to put a ring on her air hand.
Well, I guess you would draw a hand on the nub. And then
you could like
hot glue the ring
right
to the thing. Now that may take up a little bit of ceremony time as you try to wait for the gun to heat
well,
up
I think
and everyone's
you'll do
quiet.
That. I think you'll do it beforehand.
Okay.
So when she
preheat
well,
the gun.
Yeah, the best man would have the gun warm and ready to go.
Okay.
I think you do it before the ceremony. It's almost like when
you
they
glue
do their
it on
hair
before the ceremony.
Well, the okay, yeah, you'll see if you can do it like right before, and maybe it'll be in
she
enough time.
She can't be wearing the
that
ring while walking down the aisle.
I'm not saying the ring. I'm saying you have the glue ready to go right there.
So you dab her as she's coming down.
Yes, you dab her. Instead of throwing flowers,
gonna,
the flower girl, everyone would just dab her with the
no,
hot gun.
But then so it's going to cure. It's going to cool and congeal before you have the chance to mash
sure
the ring
would
into it.
And what would the preacher say?
With this glue, I thee wed.
No.
Place the ring on
place
her.
Place the ring on the air hand. That's what he would say because he's not married to her and he doesn't have nub
right
naming.
So he has to say air hand.
Right. But man, wouldn't that be the greatest celebration? You have those rights now.
Well,
like you can. It's great.
You have
a fun time for the
something
disabled
better than that. You have a lovely new wife.
You're
right. Why are you so concerned about
but,
her?
But yet
hand
you're celebrating nub naming rights more than you are the new
you
wife.
Sell those like they do, like the AAC.
No.
Where she's got PNC
money
Park nub.
You just never know. You just wonder if you can.
It's not nub brought to you by PNC Park.
PNV nub.
You could get a ticket tattoo on the front of it and show everybody you're a P1.
Man, I am offended right now.
I'm more offended.
You guys
so,
not,
I'm the most offended.
So you guys aren't celebrating love.
Superior to you now.
And Gordon.
I celebrated love.
Right there at ticket stock to make sure.
I celebrated that. Look, I'm the one who went up and
really
talked
cool
to her. You avoided
oh,
her
great
because you were like, I don't talk to nubs.
I didn't say
I talked
yeah
to her for a while at the after party.
I was
that's
on
what,
stage.
That was your attitude.
I was
though
on stage.
But I sensed that was your attitude.
No, that is incorrect.
It wasn't mine.
Sir. Incorrect.
Anyway.
This is, didn't realize
you're
that
listening to sports
was going to go that way, but we celebrate her. Do you remember her name?
Of course I do.
What's it? What is it?
You know it.
Say it.
It's the name, right?
A man nub.
No. I think her name was either Aaron or Kelly.
Boat
or maybe both.
Or
Kelly Aaron.
Swain.
All right, what was her name? Let's see if you know it.
You know what? I am not going to dignify that with an answer or a response because
the,
you guys
has always been the cheapest.
Just, you guys are always trying
cheapest
to put me out there
Veronica
make me look
Dodge
bad, and
I've
I don't
heard
appreciate it.
Whatever.
If you're not going to, if you're not going to understand and remember,
I hate working with
I am
you
not going to tell you. I'm not going to give you that.
I hate working with you and that stupid high horse you ride in on every day.
boy. Let me tell you, I bought it from the Gordon High Horse Farm. You're harvesting those high horses.
Yes, I run a ranch. I sell high horses.
Yeah, I'll get another one because mine's a little broken down. I've been on it for a while, so I have to go get another.
I break in and train high horses.
All right, put up the signal, please. It's live on TV. Everybody, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Go ahead. Love it, love it.
Sorry. The segment's dedicated to Air Ham.
The news with Travis is at 10:30. Let's talk college basketball next.